This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. It's spring break at many schools around the country. That means the Smithsonian Institution here in Washington will soon be overflowing with students, especially the National Air and Space Museum. A story in today's Washington Post raises questions about air quality at the museum, though visitors are not thought to be at risk. Investigative reporter James Grimaldi and museum's reporter Jacqueline Trescott found that unbeknownst to many museum workers, the building's seams contain asbestos. And at least one worker is now sick. James Grimaldi is in our studio to tell us more. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for inviting me.
How did the workers find out about the asbestos?
Well, the one worker I've been speaking to primarily said he was sitting in an asbestos awareness class about a year ago, and the trainer said that there was asbestos in the walls. He was really pretty shocked, and he said, you know, what are you talking about? I've been drilling and sawing into these walls for years unprotected, and why didn't you tell us?
How long did the museum managers know about it?
This is a good question about who knew what when, as it always is. In this case, there was a 1992 study that was done by the Smithsonian that determined that the joint compound used to sort of seal together the wall seams had asbestos in it. The Smithsonian says the current administration only found out last year.
Did they think it was harmless?
No. The report said there was between 1 and 5% asbestos in that joint compound, which would trigger all sorts of regulations under the OSHA standards. That's the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. Anyone who's ever worked with wallboard knows you sand it after you've put it up there, and that sanding basically makes the asbestos in the joint compound airborne, and breathing or ingesting it is highly dangerous.
Tell us about the worker who's sick.
Richard Pullman, who lives here in the Washington area, went to the doctor after he heard this at the asbestos training class, and the lung doctor diagnosed him with asbestosis. That's a progressive lung disease where the fibers are in the lungs, and over time, just through breathing, you cause damage.
What kind of response are you getting from the Smithsonian about this?
The Smithsonian has acknowledged that notifications of the workers was not done throughout the years, but they have taken numerous tests of the air in which they say the air was safe. They also did a cleanup of dust that had accumulated throughout the museum from the drilling and sawing.
So just to reiterate, people who have visited the museum and people who will be visiting the museum, they shouldn't be concerned about their health.
It would be extremely unlikely unless they walked into a work area after the walls had been sanded or cut.
James Grimaldi is an investigative reporter for The Washington Post. The story he co-wrote with museum's reporter Jacqueline Trescott appears in today's paper. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.